This episode is brought to you by Elm Coffee Roasters. Open in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union for takeout and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com.
Hey, you are listening to Daily Discoveries, and this is Oscar.
And this is Sanjana. This is the podcast where we discuss scientific articles weekly from the science section of the Daily.
So, Sanjana, how have your classes been handling COVID exposures?
Well, for the classes that I've had exposures, a lot of them have been asking for people to get tested if they think that they might have gotten COVID. There's no classes that have gone remote. They're just asking people to monitor their own health. How about your classes?
Yeah, in my math class, for example, our teacher sent out an email that there was a COVID case in our class. But the university told my teacher that it is recommended that we stay in person unless more cases come out of this original case. And I also have gotten like notifications from the IMA, for example, that all the time, actually, that someone who has tested positive has been at the gym.
So this week, we're talking about the article, UW Medicine Enrolls Volunteers for Trial COVID-19 on Vaccine Booster. And the author of the article is Patrick Hairley. And so this article talks about the volunteer-based trials that UW Medicine is running right now. And the goal of the trials is to test the safety and immune responses of the new vaccine boosters, specifically the new type of booster against COVID-19. Oscar, why do you think it's important right now to get a booster shot?
Well, I think the main reason is that Delta is causing breakthrough infections. For example, like the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, they rely on instructing the immune system to be able to identify the single spike protein from the COVID-19 virus. The spike protein makes it possible for the virus to enter and infect host cells within the body. This strategy limits the body's capacity to deal with more dangerous variants of the virus that, for example, have just a slightly different spike protein due to mutations. A lot of people don't understand the reason of getting a booster shot.
Yes, the goal of the new booster vaccine is that they're trying to create a vaccine with broader protection against different types of variants. And it does this by identifying not only the spike protein on the COVID virus, but also other parts of the virus.
But of course, this doesn't just mean that the original vaccines aren't working.
No, this is just an added protection, really.
Especially for the Delta variant.
Exactly.
So for this trial, there are some requirements. So the people in this trial, they must be over 18 years old, and they must have had a prior COVID-19 infection. They cannot have significant allergies. They have to have had a COVID-19 vaccine at least 4 months prior to the trial, and volunteers over the age of 60 are highly recommended.
Yeah, so this study is very important currently, as we are witnessing many breakthrough infections in vaccinated individuals by the Delta variant of SARS-CoV-19. Recently, the CDC announced that booster shots were recommended for people who are 65 and older, nursing home residents, people between the ages of 50 and 64 with underlying medical conditions, and those whose occupations put them at higher risk of infection, such as teachers and healthcare workers. This is only a recommendation for those people who have had the Pfizer vaccine. The Moderna and Johnson & Johnson booster vaccines have not yet been judged by the CDC.
So the priorities of this study is that it's important for people who are recommended to get the booster to do that. But unfortunately, the focus is still on getting the majority of the population to get their first and second doses of the vaccine. Do you believe that the first and second dose of the vaccine will eventually be required for everyone?
Yeah, I think that it will be required for everyone except for those with medical conditions that wouldn't allow them to get the vaccine or religious exemptions, but I do think that it's important that everyone gets the vaccine to protect themselves and their community.
Because, I mean, institutions like universities and other places are already requiring vaccines, and it seems that COVID-19 is going to be like the seasonal flu, and that we might have a COVID vaccine every year. So it would be really concerning if there is a large chunk of the population that are still not getting vaccinated.
There's an article in the Washington Post that mentioned how a Colorado-based health system is actually denying patients organ transplants if they're not vaccinated against coronavirus in almost all situations. So it is really important that people get vaccinated for their health.
And it obviously restricts travel for them, especially into other countries, which are requiring proof of vaccination to enter.
Do you believe that the booster vaccine will eventually be required for all age groups?
I think if it is very effective at increasing immunity against COVID-19, then yes, I believe that eventually everyone will get a booster shot, which is kind of just like getting a flu shot every season, just to enhance your immunity against new strains of COVID. Once again, a word from our sponsors. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and enjoy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee and an experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Please use code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order. Pfizer has actually recently announced that kids under 12 could be one step closer to a COVID-19 vaccine shot. How long do you think we will be wearing masks for? Or will it become a norm where a lot of people wear masks, but it's not required, but the majority still wears masks in most places?
I think masks might kind of become like a new social norm where we're probably going to continuously be wearing masks, mostly indoors. Outdoors, I already noticed like a lot of people on campus are not wearing masks, which is fine as long as they're like not in large groups of people. But I do think that at least indoors, masks will probably be staying on our faces for a long time.
This feels strange, but at the same time, it doesn't. It almost feels like it's already normal to wear masks all the time. I don't know how long we've been doing it for now, 18 months. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, a lot of people found wearing masks inconvenient or kind of restricting. But now that it's been many months since it's been like since we've had this like masking mandate, it's become kind of normal.
I believe that there are some occasions where masks are definitely not in the way of anything. Like being in class, for example, I forget that I'm wearing a mask. I think it's totally fine to wear a mask in class when you're in a room with over 100 people, for example, in a large lecture hall. Then there's definitely other instances, such as being at the gym, where a mask is a slight inconvenience.
So about 2% of residents surrounding UW are hesitant to get the COVID vaccine, which is down from the 18% recorded in January. Do you think this is because the FDA approved the vaccine for ages 12 and up?
I think the FDA's approval of the vaccine for ages 12 and up definitely had a huge impact on this hesitancy surrounding the UW area. I am surprised that it is still 2% because that's a lot of people that are hesitant to get the vaccine, but I do at the same time understand why some people are hesitant.
What do you think is the main reason people are hesitant to get vaccinated?
I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that because everyone around me that I know are not hesitant. So I don't know anyone who believes strongly that people should not get vaccinated. Therefore, I don't really know what their reasoning is, except for maybe political beliefs. What do you think?
Personally, I think the biggest reason or one of the major reasons might be that some people are still distrustful with how fast the vaccine turnout was. It was developed pretty fast compared to like other vaccines. Some people think that maybe there wasn't enough research being done to make sure that it's safe, and they're worried about the side effects for them and their family members. So I think that might be one of the major reasons.
I totally agree. And also, it is a new vaccine technology that they're using, which is fascinating. And that is part of the reason that they were able to create this vaccine so quickly. mRNA vaccines are really something cool that we should probably discuss in the future, I think. But I think that's a huge part of it. But it also causes people to be slightly hesitant because it's a new technology that is getting tested on the entire world at once. Do you think social media is playing a large role in vaccine hesitancy?
Yes, definitely. I mean, social media is a way for people to communicate with a large group of other people, and spreading misinformation on social media is definitely contributing to the rates of vaccine hesitancy. Research articles that are not completely credible could be circulating along with other information. So I think social media does play a large role in vaccine hesitancy. And also I think maybe some people who are already hesitant finding other groups of people that are hesitant may feel that their mindset might be correct since they have other people that support their ideas. So yeah.
Yeah, I think large platforms such as Instagram, YouTube, or whatever, they are taking measures, which I don't know if this is because they've been told to do this by the CDC or whatever, but there are warnings all over information regarding COVID-19. There's always a little warning label that includes a link to a reliable source. So companies are trying to make sure that people will understand what is misinformation and what is not.
Okay. What is something you think can be done in order to encourage more people to get vaccinated?
Going back to social media again, I think social media is a great way, as you said, to spread information to a lot of people at once. And I think it's definitely already being done that people are trying to encourage others to get vaccinated through social media. And for example, I remember I had friends last year who ran a pop-up vaccine event where they were giving out free vaccines to people on the street as they walked by, which I think is something really cool and is definitely a way for people to get vaccinated. And I think it's unfortunate because other countries, people are struggling to even get a dose. And here, people are able to get it on the street for free and they still don't want to get it.
Yeah, I think making vaccines more accessible and releasing more research in support of the vaccine would definitely encourage more people to get vaccinated.
I agree.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Daily Discoveries, and we'll see you next time.